With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wake up in the morning feeling like
Waterman is extremely well. She's very slippery.
You don't own me.
Okay, now the tough question.
Is this a try? Yes or no?
Just because I'm a woman.
I'm Nolly Waterman.
I'm Laura Jane Jones.
And this, my friends, is the Try Hard Podcast.
We are back from Japan.
And once again, we did one podcast whilst we were over there for 11 nights.
That promise of, guys, we're going to basically do like one a day didn't really come to fruition. So, apologies for that.
But we did collect lots of memories.
Oh, so many memories. Do you know what? My memory bank is full, as is my camera roll.
I was going to say, and your photo, because you were a full tourist snapping away to the point where I actually dread to think how many horrendous pictures you're going to pull out at birthdays, special memories.
I cannot wait until January because I've got some crackers for a collage, my friend. We are actually recording this podcast in Cardiff. We are in Bar 44.
Cardiff,
Bar 44 on Westgate Street. So shout out to the Morgans for hosting us. Not that they know we're here, but
nice
thanks,
little bit of tapas.
Tom and Owen. Yeah, lovely bit of tapas. Nolly ate a plate of tomatoes, a fave. Much like when we were away and she had a lovely plate of tomatoes for one of her meals.
To be fair, I definitely didn't go the most authentic with my meals. So I had a Mexican, I had nachos, I had a burrito.
McDonald's.
I had a couple of McDonald's, which is horrendous.
Italian.
Had an Italian. The one thing that I didn't have when I was over there was sushi.
Yeah. But, you know, it's all about experiences, not necessarily culinary ones. And do you know what? We had some fun. So we went, since you've last heard from us.
Wales lost.
Wales have lost, yeah. And we...
To be fair, Ron was pretty gracious in that defeat.
In victory.
In victory, yeah. He was pretty decent when we went back in there. Your bottom lip was drabbling along the floor.
Massively.
Picked up most of the gravel from the...
Wasn't a good place. But we had a lovely week after that as we built up to the third, fourth playoff and the final. We went to Harajuku, which, like the Gwen Stefani song, Harajuku Girls.
Oh, my God. You literally is... Your perfect little street, isn't it?
So the actual street is called Takashita Street, which reads as something quite different, but it was absolutely immense. Like everything was fluffy or colourful. Molly found a rubber horse head.
Honestly, it was literally like living in LJ's world. In your brain, if you could, you would make the world. That candy floss was good for the gram. Horrendous.
Yeah.
Like, is candy floss actually taste like that even when you're a kid?
Yeah, it's just sugar. It's just
awful.
Sugar and air, isn't it?
But
it was
good
buzzing. Good picture. Had a bubble tea in a baby's bottle. Weird. Like they're in some weird
the
stuff
outfits,
over there.
Though.
We bought a couple of jackets, didn't we?
Oh yeah, no, not our outfits. They were pretty lame in compared to some of the others. But
however, the shop that we bought our matching jackets in, we did try everything on
in
the store and the girl looked like she was going to stab us both.
To the point where you also tried on a pair of trousers that had a panda on the bum.
They weren't trousers, they were plus fours. They didn't even come down to like the bottoms of my legs and they had a panda on the bum. It was like a flap with a panda on.
Well, anyway, we've just been talking about what we're going to say on this pod and trying to remember what we did. And most of our time was spent in the evenings catching up with mates.
Yeah, it was.
Including the Magatron, Alfonso.
Maggie Alfonso, as Mike Phillips called her.
Maggie Alfonso, unbelievable mate, known her for nearly 20 years and got to party with her. And she's quite a serious soul when it comes to being with the ITV lot. And, you know, she did an amazing job.
Incredible job.
Envision the whole of the World Cup. Absolutely brilliant. And yeah, took that form into karaoke. It was great to have a night out with her and Marcella and some of the other ITV crew.
You sang with Maggie. You did a little
duet.
Boys to Men.
For anyone else out there that doesn't enjoy karaoke, please feel my pain. It was absolutely horrendous.
We were actually dressed as, well, we weren't dressed as Mario and Luigi, but I had had a couple to drink and thought that we were. I've now seen the photos and basically Nolly had a red dress and I had a green dress.
Yeah.
That it was fancy. A lot of the karaoke bars there have a fancy dress rail.
Why do they do that? Just to make it lols.
Yeah, but it's rubbish fancy dress. Like, some of them have got, like, school uniforms on, others... So, basically, they were satin dresses, which I definitely... In my head, and I can remember being like, we're Mario and Luigi. And you just looking at me, and I was like, oh, my God, she doesn't know who Mario and Luigi are. Clearly, neither do I, because that's not what we were dressed as.
But it was an unbelievably epic week.
Yeah, real good fun.
Well, both of us did a little bit of work whilst we were there.
Yeah.
But we went to... third, fourth playoff in Tokyo Stadium.
Yeah.
And with Fiona and the DHL crew.
Yeah, which was real cool.
A little bit weird, wasn't it? The hospitality there.
Oh, yeah. It was like one big room.
Away from the stadium.
Yeah.
What did you say? It was like it was a clothes show.
Yeah, basically. If anyone who's listening has been to like Clothes Show Live or like the horse show at Olympia or like the snow show at Olympia, when you walk in and there's like loads of booths. That's basically what like the hospitality looked like. It was modelled on.
Yeah, it was strange.
There was no catwalk though, disappointingly.
Yeah, that was cool. Obviously, a disappointing result for Wales, but good atmosphere, good performance from New Zealand. And then the final.
Which was one heck of a day. We were guests of SocGen, Society Generale. Nolly was up on the stage with... Matt Gitto and Thierry Dusautoir, which meant that Nolly was the only World Cup winner up there.
Well, no, Conrad Smith did start.
Yeah, but that doesn't help my narrative. So I also rubbed it in and was accused of being a savage. But, you know, sorry, boys.
So I managed to... Conrad Smith needed a lift from the hotel. His wife was feeling a little bit worse for wear from the night before. So there was a spare ticket. Oh, lo and behold, my mate's eyes popped out of her head.
Connie, if you insist.
Yeah, so we had Conrad Smith's wife's ticket into hospitality and then some of the best tickets in the stadium to watch the game.
Unbelievable.
And you were given, to be fair, you got one photo, but you were given one job to take photographs of me whilst I was working so I could send them back to Michelle. And you were acting like a 14-year-old girl, weren't you?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Although 14-year-old girls don't drink champagne, so we're going to go up to 18-year-old girl that had champagne for the first time.
I had a couple of glasses of champagne in there and didn't necessarily make the best account of myself. I didn't do anything silly or embarrassing, but I didn't do anything that pleased my fellow tryhards. So,
to the point where I actually left to go home.
Yeah.
Nearly had an asthma attack on the way to the taxi because I was not feeling very well. And it was really fun.
That makes me sound
stadium.
Like a really bad friend.
But you party the night away with lots of the people from World Rugby and then World Rugby Awards, Glitz and Glamour.
Glitz and Glamour. Nolly was the first prize giver on the evening.
Oh my God. So basically went in, had LJ was in a room waiting to be invited
in the bath.
Down. And
did so I tell you that bath had jacuzzi jets in it?
Yes, you did.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you did. So we... had our like welcome, Alex Payne, South
MC.
African team arrived, Sia with the trophy, and what was really cool was Vili LaRue spotted me and like waved at me.
Oh, Wasps friends.
Yeah, Waspies. Although he's left now. And he texted me saying, he came over and said hello, which I thought was really sweet to come and say hi.
World Cup winner to World Cup winner.
Yeah. Put a little bit of a 15 love on Instagram.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, it's great to see you. And he's like, yeah, enjoy the cold weather. Say hello to Wasps. I was like, all right. As you're heading back to Japan, because he's going back to play there.
Lovely. Who can blame him?
Anyway,
if you're a fan of Taco Bell and McDonald's, there are plenty.
long story. Don't even know where I'm going, but had a starter. And then I went behind the scenes and they did the, first of all, they did the montage. So I'm stood behind the main screen, just about on stage, and the music is pumping. This place has got like hundreds of people in there. Music, amazing. I can't see the screen, but this music, honest to God, I am more nervous than going out for the World Cup final. Stood behind this thing in high heels in a glitzy outfit with a trophy that's actually quite heavy with these My Little Mitts. And then they were like, right, you're going to be going on. And then she was like, oh, no, it's the Sevens VT. So then I, like, honest to God, I was like, I was so nervous. It was
really?
Like, it's like I'd licked the floor. I had no moisture in my mouth. And I had to read the like who the winner for the Sevens Award was. And massive shout out to Ruby Tui for,
we love you,
for
Rubes,
getting that. But
all three of them could have been worthy winners of that award. Yeah. They're absolute legends. But
yeah, Sarah Hirani and Tyna Lath.
Nathan Wong. Mouth dry again.
You know, like you say, it honestly could have gone to any of them. And what was super cool was one of my favourite players on the series, men and women, is Jerry Tuai. And he took the award for Men's Sevens Player of the Year. And he was sat on my table and his wife looked amazing. He's been there, this is his third year as a nominee. And this time he took his wife and she was there to film him get his trophy. So that was real cool and a lot of love for the Sevens world.
I tell you who else we have to give a shout out to. She was a beautiful South African green mermaid at the awards. But Elma Smith, who's been working for World Rugby on the Daily Show throughout the tournament, actually is a friend of mine who I knew before the World Cup. And it was really great to catch up with her. And it was really nice because on Halloween, she came and joined the girls for a couple of drinks. Sadly, we hadn't bought her a jacket to match our own.
I know, gutted.
But
it was really nice to meet Elma. So, like, you spoke about her, I've seen her on social media, etc. But it was real cool. We had a good chat while she had disappeared off to your Welshies. Genuinely really nice to meet someone that is a huge trailblazer in South Africa as the pretty much the only female voice. And oh my God, she's like super popular. Like lots of people wanted photographs with her.
Obsessed with her.
Although this one guy came over and was like, that beer's too big for you, because she had a pint of beer, and then was like, can I have a photo? I was like, mate.
Thing is, it's a really difficult one because sometimes women and beers just really let themselves down. Yes. So earlier on in the evening on the Halloween.
Oh, haha, I thought you'd get this one in.
Nolly and I, so we'd gone to this bar where we were meeting Elma, which I thought I'd describe really well to her, and it then took her about 25 minutes to find because I didn't realise that Pins had a 65-foot radius.
And also there's more than one 7-Eleven in
Yeah, all right, Shinjuku. I know that now. Anyway, Nolly and I walked into this bar. I was like, oh, what do you fancy? She was like, definitely a Guinness.
I mean, it doesn't taste quite the same as back here.
No. So Nolly sat down or stood up with her Guinness and she was like, oh, you know, take a photo of me with it. I was like, yeah, of course, that's my official job now. Photographer, David Bailey. So she picks up the Guinness and puts it to her lips. And I just saw this as a prime opportunity. And she went, shall I drink it? I was like, yeah, take a sip, mate. Right hand, the perfect buffalo call with photographic evidence. So congratulations, my friend.
Although,
you've been got.
However, you did one of the most horrendous things this trip. Not just once, but twice. But
the first time,
you talked to me about doing a buffalo with a pint of Guinness. You did a buffalo doing a shoey. No words.
I don't think it counts. Can we not talk about me doing shoeys? Because it's like, I'm so appalled at myself.
You know what is
Shout
worse?
Out. No.
You know what is worse? Is the state of that floor and how I know Stop how it. Much walking I know you've done in Tokyo in those trainers. Let's talk about shoes, actually. You had an absolute stinker. So someone that I think, I mean, look up to is probably the wrong type of word to say.
No, you've said it now.
You have you put a lot of energy and time into your outfits, into what you, you took a pair of running trainers, a pair of white daps and some flip-flops to
Don't talk
Japan.
About my flip-flops, mate. It's too soon.
The flip-flops died in the world's stickiest bar. Oh, my gosh.
Literally ripped off my foot. It was stuck to the floor. I walked off and my flip-flop ripped off my foot. I also took a pair of trainers that rubbed my feet, so I couldn't wear them.
Yeah, so you didn't wear those. And then the white daps became mottled grey, and then you decided to drink.
Hang on a minute. I'd just like to shout out to Nivea Eye Makeup Remover, who we've now discovered is the ultimate trainer cleaner. Anyone at home, it's the one that's in like a blue and clear mixed liquid. Honestly, it brings trainers up like new.
And then afterwards, you can wipe them again on round two. Yeah. It's a lot easier. It's obviously got a...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Good oil. But anyway... We've skipped over the fact that you've brought us into Guinness, and there has been a huge result from the Try Hards podcast.
Oh, what a result. We'd just like to say thank you to everyone for joining in the fun with the Try Hards Match Point League over the course of the World Cup. It has been absolutely superb, and wow, Nolly, do the honours. Who won the Try Hards League?
Two people won the Try Hards trying hardest for me, and that was Georgie Gulliver and my brother Sam Waterman. But the actual winner of the Try Hards League, drumroll please, Charlie Cutting
from round one. And Charlie Cutting didn't only win the Try Hards League, Charlie Cutting won the Global Match Pint League. So a try hard is the outright match point winner.
Thousands of people, literally tens of thousands.
I've never been so proud in my life.
Huge shout out to Pat Foreman, my mate, who has welcomed onto the Match Point app and also the Try Hards podcast, all of his mates, and in particular, the biggest try hard of them all, Charlie Cutting, absolutely smashed it. And you must actually realise how much credit you've got, because my brother, Sam, acknowledged you over text message about how good he had performed. Wow.
On a more personal note with regard to the Try Hards League, I don't think anything could be funnier than the fact that a single point separated us in the end. A single point. I just think it's hilarious that...
I'm actually genuinely annoyed because I missed 4 right answers.
Oh, mate, stop your excuses.
By working too hard.
Yeah, that's what it was. Not that you were disorganised and didn't put them in.
No, working too much. And yeah, but well done, Laura.
Mate,
Jane.
The worst
Laura,
thing
well done.
The worst thing about you missing scores was the fact that you missed scores on days where I'd made you put social media posts out to remind other people to do theirs. And then the next day you're like, oh, I didn't do mine.
Yeah, England game I missed. That was a tragic one.
Pathetic.
Yeah, some of the obvious ones anyway. But
How fun was doing Match Point during the World Cup?
I think, to be honest, your mum's enjoyment epitomises how, one, easy it is, and two, how it is for everyone. So yeah. I'm sure on the back of our enjoyment and involvement, we'll be doing a bit more with them. But thanks, everyone, for signing up. And Charlie Cutting, Ledge.
And so those
great
people,
name.
Great name. great performance in Tryhards Match Point League. For those people who won any of the rounds, so there are seven of you in total, and obviously Charlie won a round and the overall thing, there will be prizes with you in the next couple of weeks. We basically just didn't order them because we went to Japan.
Yeah, and also,
but we know what they are.
But we also got you some stuff from way from Japan, which I think you will be much appreciated of.
Yeah. Is that Japanese?
Yeah, I know. That's
arigato part. Cheese on toast.
Yeah. Right, so what have we been doing today then, Laura?
I'm going to smash your face in before long, my friend.
Most people call you Laura today, mate. So
really
following on trend.
Really annoyed me. We are in Cardiff.
What about Jane? I think you don't. No, I think you look more like a Laura than a Jane.
I think you look really annoying, so stop saying that to me.
Is it as annoying as your mum put in Nolly with an E?
Every time. Every time. And I've now got to the point where I reply to a message. She's like, are you with Nolly? Oh my God, last night. So I landed at Heathrow last night, Tuesday evening.
After traveling for 14 days.
After traveling. I swam back from Japan. Got taxi to Heathrow. So basically came back. My car was at Nolly's. Picked her up and then we drove back to Cardiff. Got back at like 11 p.m. My mother rang me after I dropped Nolly off at her hotel in Cardiff and was like, she could have stayed here. I was like, what? She was like, she could have stayed here. I was like, well, we're both working at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning and we've just got back. I'm pretty sure she wants to stay in a hotel. Well, she could have stayed here. I was like,
aw. To be fair, I would have. I had a catch up with Karen. I haven't met Nick yet.
I wouldn't have been there.
That's fine. You don't need to be. I'm part of the family.
But, yeah, my mum keeps every time.
I'm the Jane to your Laura, mate.
Daniel. How does Brian say your name? Daniel.
Daniel. No, not that.
Anyway, we are really like off on a tangent here. We are in Cardiff because today was the European Champions Cup launch.
Yeah, buddy.
The Heineken Cup, 25
Heineken
years.
Heineken Champions Cup,
Heineken
actually.
Don't get me started.
5,000 times.
25 years of this incredible competition, which obviously kicked off in 1996 when Toulouse beat Cardiff.
And to be fair, Cardiff. So after meeting Thierry Dussoutois, what a great name, great guy,
great handbags.
Yeah, looked good in his tux. After meeting him, I didn't know whether. Whether a French person could be topped, but Emile Entermac, I got to interview him. I don't know what I'm doing when I'm interviewing, but I got to. He lifted the trophy, and I'm so frustrated. I didn't actually ask him on when the camera was rolling, but I asked him because the trophy is this like basically the posts with a star on top, and I was like, "That's pretty dangerous." And he was like, "Yep," and he said, "And we broke it three times. The crossbar fell off." So yeah, that was real cool to interview him, and then got to catch up with a player from Anna, the DOR or coach from each of the teams. You were doing stuff in social media in the warm. I was outside in slightly cooler stadium. But the first, you know, today, first time I've ever been down pitch side in the Principality.
Oh, no
and
way.
I would say it's the one stadium, I'd probably say it's my favourite stadium. But I never got the chance to play there.
That's real sad. I think it's most people's favourite stadium. If you're a rugby purist, because the reality is it is a rugby stadium. And it's cool.
Thanks for that.
I'm just saying. But it's true. Do you know what my favourite thing today? So I was doing some social media stuff about like things that players do on their mobile phones. And I asked Charlie Yules about his most like popular apps. And his fourth most popular app, because he went through them in his screen time section of his phone, bit much, try hard, was a game called Clash of Clans.
What?
Yeah, it's like a boys' like Farmville thing where I think you collect gems or crossbows or something. Anyway, so we're talking about
gems
that.
Or crossbows?
I don't know. When I worked at Cardiff
You're such
Blues,
a girl.
When I worked at Cardiff Blues, the boys used to talk about COD all the time, and I thought it was a protein shake for 2 years, and then I realised it was like a computer game, Call of Duty.
Even I knew that.
Yeah, but I'm not into gaming. I used to play Yahtzee on CD-ROM. That's enough for me. Bit of solitaire.
Don't make out that
bit of Minesweeper. Anyway, so
I'll tell you what I do love.
What?
Pac-Man. That was a hell of a game.
Yeah, because you're born in the 1950s. And that's
why. I remember going on my
Atari.
We didn't have a joystick, so you'd use the different letters on the keyboard, and Mum would go mad. Are you ruining the A?
I can imagine Super saying that as well. So Charlie Yules was talking to me about Clash of Clans, and Stu Hooper comes in and he was like, oh, you know, what were those you know, what the boys been doing on their phones and stuff. And I said, he was Charlie was telling him about the boys, Bath boys playing Clash of Clans. And I said, what's the Bath clan called? And Charlie looked really sheepish, like almost panicked by it. And he was like, I was like, is it rude? And he was like, oh no, we're called Hooper's Troopers. The look on Stu Hooper's face of like,
loved it.
Slight embarrassment, but also immense pride. And then he went, are you any good? Yeah, we're really good. And he was like, oh yeah, my boys. I said, you're going to start like introducing that into training. He was like, that's what we're doing on Tuesdays from now on. I loved it.
I don't understand like games on apps and stuff.
Oh, me neither. The only games I play is slide into DMs, baby.
Oh.
I know. I don't do that at all. So I don't even know why I said that.
Why are you showing off?
I don't know. It's like the last thing I bloody do.
I used to play a thing called Panda Puff. That was quite good. You had to save the pandas.
I like Bejeweled.
What's that?
It's one where you like have to match like three in a row and stuff like that.
Why are you pointing your finger everywhere?
Because I'm like stroking the screen. Oh. There's nothing more annoying than when you have small children in your life. I've got small godchildren of... Have you got any games on your phone? William used to ask me that on like an almost daily basis. And it's the most... So now I say to him, this is a work phone, William. And obviously all he sees me do is go on Instagram. So he obviously thinks
that's...
You are
working it.
Yeah, I'm working it. More rugby this weekend.
Yeah.
Of an international flavour. What's that, you say? The World Cup's over. No, no, no. Here come the girls.
Oh, wow. How long have you been thinking about that line?
Like a couple of seconds, mate. This stuff is just so natural to me. Yeah,
Red Organic. Roses go over and play France. You know what? It's actually quite a hard one to call. I haven't seen the French squad yet, but the Red Roses squad has come out, but not the team.
We should actually probably just say a massive congratulations to Skaz as well, who picked up.
No, yeah, of course, we just talked about sevens. 15th players of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Massively deserved, actually. She had a really good season, but... is a ridiculously talented player that has never been recognised with that accolade.
Yeah.
And I think actually this time was the first... They acknowledged this time that it's the first time they've had a female panel choose the female player of the year that we were strategically picked in terms of our roles within the game. And I spoke to Skaz afterwards and she said, you know, the one year that you would feel really proud to get it is this one because it's from your peers basically.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was really cool. She looked awesome.
Yeah, she did.
Red jumpsuit and spoke really well, spoke really eloquently about the game and where she was at. And yeah, she's flown back. In fact, when I saw her at the hotel, I recommended the Italian that we went down the road and she was like, I think I might have Japanese.
Amateur.
So the Red Roses play France. You know what? This is a big statement for them.
Oh.
They beat them in the summer, but not convincingly.
Yeah.
It was a pretty weakened French side. One, because of the sevens, but two, because of injuries. Safi and Ndiaye wasn't playing. I'm pretty sure Romain Ménager wasn't playing. Obviously, all the sevens girls were out. So. I think it'd be a good challenge, something they need. They've got away game, home game, and then they're playing Italy. They're playing France down in Exeter. And I think with the statements that they've made in terms of the Women's Premiership this year, this is a big moment for them to get right after a really cool Six Nations.
Wales had a really disappointing result last weekend against Spain.
They
lost to Spain in Spain. So I know that there were a number of debutants in that Wales starting lineup. But regardless of that, there were enough players there. Caris Phillips getting a milestone cap.
Have you just noticed that the music's got a little bit louder? Are they trying to tell us to
It also sounds like it should be the background music of perhaps an adult film. It's got it's got a slight frisson.
Can you not shimmy like that in front of me?
You're not enjoying that?
But not many people would know that Spain were actually in the Women's Six Nations.
Indeed. Alhambra Nieves, in fact, played for Spain
in
the Women's Six Nations.
Against me over in Spain back in 2004. I'm trying to remember the years. No, not 2004. 2005. Maybe, I don't know. I can't remember. But they were there. In fact, I actually played in the first ever game when it swapped to Italy. And I'm pretty sure that was my only yellow card in a 15s game, was that game over in Rome.
And then in fact, I think that's what one of the sound bites on our sting is taken from that game.
No, no, it's not, because that game was basically played in a playground with a little bit of grass. The aftermatch function was served on plastic plates, and it was, you know, that fake
women's fake, rugby friends,
honestly,
women's rugby,
fake chicken with cheese on top with yellow breadcrumbs all around it.
Oh, stop, mate.
And it was on served on park benches. I, honest to God, and my mum had been, so all the friends and family had been like drinking. Like, great opportunity to go over to Rome, like, yeah, for first time ever. Mum was like, yeah, get on that bandwagon. Yeah. They'd all been drinking. We then did a tour of Rome and then met them by the Trevi Fountain. And my mum was trying to get Mick Staniford's dad, no, Amy Turner's dad, into the Trevi Fountain.
Super.
And then we went for dinner. And I'm not painting my mum in a very good light, but this was like, she went full party mode on this trip. So we sat in this really, so I decided I'd take my mum slightly quieter away from the squad. She'd obviously had a couple of wines and that. And I sat there, four of us at the table, pretty quiet little place, and somehow out of nowhere fell on the floor. And I was like, okay. And then she decided that she would shout. She pushed me, pointing at me.
Oh my God.
I've never been so embarrassed in my life my mum. And they, like, everyone in the restaurant was looking at me as if I'd basically pushed my mum off the table.
Oh my God. Super.
Anyway,
quite enjoy that.
Yeah, so that was the first trip to Rome, first yellow card.
Memories. Mm. Well, this weekend, England, France.
The home team is first.
Yeah, but I can't work out where it is. That's why I was just saying
it's
that.
In France.
I do understand how fixtures are written down, Nolly. Thanks.
That game. I was really confused by that.
That game is live on Sky Sports this weekend, and Wales face Ireland on Sunday, and that game will be live on BBC Wales. So it's great to see that these women's internationals, despite the fact that there's no men's internationals this November, yeah, are getting the airtime that they truly and richly deserve. So next week, we'll talk about those games, we'll have a look back, reflect on them, and we will preview the first weekend of the European Champions Cup competition.
Sounds like fun to me.
See you then, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.